Harvard Trivia, the lightning round.
Go. Pulitzer Prizes.
46.
Nobel Peace Prizes.
5.
What is the oldest book in the Harvard Library collection?
The Bible.
Wrong. The Gutenberg Bible.
Everyone knows it's the Gutenberg Bible.
Yes, but you didn't say it. The rules dictate you must be precise, as the law is a very precise endeavor. How many U.S.
That's not fair. You didn't even finish the question.
And yet it's right. The question was going to be how many U.S. presidents have attended Harvard.
You want names?
No, we get it.
Final round. Ross is ahead by one. One question each. Points are double.
Double because he wants to keep you in the game, Seth.
Bring it on, Ross. I bleed crimson.
Oh, venomous banter. This is adorable. I love it.
Ross, square pizza. Where do you get it?
Are you kidding? Any self-respecting Harvard alumnus would know the answer to that. Late night studying, you want square pizza, where do you go?
You know, I'm more of a burger guy. I study better on protein.
And that's pathetic. It's Pinocchio's.
I answer mine. I win.
Yeah, I know. How many current U.S. Supreme Court justices are from our alma mater?
5.
Got anything to say, Ross?
Nope. Just that the answer is wrong.
Scalia, Roberts, Kennedy, Breyer, Kagan.
Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg went to Columbia.
She graduated from Columbia after she attended Harvard for 2 years. The question was phrased, how many justices were from Harvard? Well, she was on the Harvard Law Review. When she arrived at Columbia as a transfer, she was from Harvard. The rules dictate that you must be precise, as the law is a precise endeavor.
Congratulations. That's what you get for second place. To the victor belongs the spoils. A case. Pro bono. One of your very own. Congratulations. Enjoy.
Lewis knows.
Lewis knows what?
My dirty little secret.
You're Canadian?
No, he knows that I didn't go to Harvard.
No, he doesn't.
How can you be so sure about this?
Because you're walking with me right now.
He did this whole Harvard trivia thing, and then he brought up this pizza, and I...
Doesn't mean he knows.
Look, I think we need to hack into Harvard's system or something. No, put my records in.
Can't. I'm booked this weekend. I'm breaking into Fort Knox. I gotta return some stolen doubloons.
Okay, hilarious. I'm serious.
Listen, nobody's gonna check into your past unless you give them reason to. Lewis is devious, but he's not bold. He won't think we did this, because he'd never think to do it himself.
Doubloons?
The ridiculousness of your suggestion warranted the use of a silly word.
Got it.
Is that Quentin Sands I just saw leaving?
Mm-hmm. You know him?
I know of him.
Why was he holding your hands? Kissing them?
What are you implying, Harvey?
I don't know. Maybe you two are going steady. I was implying that it looked like he was grateful to you for taking his case.
Good, because that's exactly what it was.
That's a bad move. We may make money billing out on their defense, but when we lose, which we will, it's going to hurt us in the long run.
How do you know we'll lose?
Because it's my job to know, and his company's ALS Wonder drug is killing people.
ALS is incurable. And everyone who is taking that drug is going to die anyway.
That's your defense. If he kills them a little faster, it's a public service?
Our defense is those allegations are untrue.
He has taken this story all over town, and not a single firm thinks he has a case.
Which is why he came to me. Because he wants someone who believes in him.
And what is it exactly that makes you believe in him?
Well, I got to know his character pretty well during the time that we were married. Quentin is expecting you tomorrow. See the moment when it's better than being with you. Give the world a piece of fire, feel alive. Hear about a woman, I know how it feels. Hear about a woman, I see what it's like. Me, 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 me,
last night.
I didn't forget that. I have no intention of taking this case. Though, I did get you this.
What is it?
Wedding gift. I'm sorry it's so late, but it's hard to be on time when I never knew you were married.
Are you seeing anyone, Harvey? You don't want to tell me, and I don't really care, because you and I share the same trait of keeping our personal lives personal.
You were married.
It happened when you were at Harvard. Didn't work out. We were too dedicated to our careers, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay. You're right. It's none of my business. I'm still not taking this case.
Why is that?
Because sometimes I do things that my clients don't like, and if their ex-wives are looking over my shoulders, that's not really a problem. But when their ex-wives are also my managing partner, that hamstrings me. And if I'm going to turn this loser into a winner, I can't be hamstrung. I can't have that.
Do what you got to do.
You won't interfere?
What did I just say? Do you have any idea how hard it is to develop a new drug if you're not Pfizer or Amgen or Merck? This is important, Harvey.
Quentin came to you looking for someone to trust him. Why aren't you handling this case yourself?
That's none of your concern.
Well, I'm not asking you as your colleague. I'm asking you as Quentin's attorney.
After Quentin and I separated, he started seeing one of his research consultants, Lisa. They're still together, but he never married her. She doesn't want me on the case.
Oh, terrific. You're sticking me with a losing case and a girlfriend who isn't going to like me any more than she likes you.
Well, I'm sure it's not the first time someone hasn't liked you, Harvey.
Who doesn't like me?
Picture the devil without the charm.
Okay, so Kerensky owned this building for 2 years?
Yeah, then things got bad. Three below, the heat went out and nearly froze to death. Then a gas leak in my stove. You could smell the damn thing, but he said it was fine. I called for a month, then I had to replace it myself.
Okay, why didn't you just move?
This is the apartment I grew up in. It's the only place I've ever known. I don't have any brothers or sisters. My parents are not with me anymore. I'm not leaving the one connection I have to them.
You said you weren't sleeping. Are you stressed out or?
Bed bugs.
No.
My place is literally crawling with them. Could you sleep knowing the minute you turn out the light, they're coming for you?
No, I couldn't.
Well, Kerensky won't do anything about it without proof. And I can't get someone from the city down to verify they're there.
Don't worry. I can.
2 weeks, next Thursday.
I don't think that you heard me. I need someone down there today.
2 weeks, next Thursday.
Okay. I'd like to speak to your supervisor, please.
You can do that next Wednesday.
Okay. Glenda, let me tell you what I'm going to do between now and next Wednesday.
I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to do what every other lawyer threatens to do. You're going to file a 409/3 grievance claiming that I did not fulfill my obligation to promptly direct you to my supervisor, a grievance that will be passed on to my supervisor next Wednesday.
No, what I'm going to do is hire a private investigator to look into every aspect of your life from the day you were born until next Tuesday, and then I'm going to use whatever it is they find to make you wish that your biggest problem was keeping this job that you seem to hate so much. Yeah, I'm not like every other lawyer, Glenda.
What did you say your name was?
Spector. Harvey Spector.
You're a baseball fan.
I am.
Then I assume you know Lou Gehrig was a bad man. They didn't call him the Iron Horse for nothing. Then he got ALS. You know what it did to him? His hands locked up, then his legs, his speech, eventually his breathing. Couldn't control him. His mind knew what it wanted, but his body, he was trapped inside, unable to do anything. Even today, you get ALS, within 3 to 5 years, you die.
Or sooner, if someone takes your drug and their liver fails.
Our drug makes people's remaining years better, and it doubles their life expectancy.
Except for the people whose livers are failing.
You don't...
Lisa. Okay. I can see why Jessica likes you. You cut through the bullshit. That's something I always loved about her.
She just does it with a little less charm than I do.
Isn't she a little taller than you?
It's the heels.
Let me tell you what it takes to get a drug approved today. We were $139 million into development before we ever hit the shelves. We jumped through every hoop they threw at us, and we proved our drug was safe for 8 years.
So you're saying these claims are baseless?
We're talking about six terminal patients with a wide array of medical issues, and they're saying my company's drug caused this. They were drinking coffee on the Titanic. I don't think that put Leonardo DiCaprio in the water.
Since Jessica vouched for you, I'm going to go ahead and believe what you're telling me. But since these other firms determine you have exposure, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay them. We're going to pay them a little bit of money so you can keep saving lives. Because if we drag this out, people won't think of your drug as a way to save lives. They'll think of it as a death sentence.
The guy from the housing department is going to be here in about 5 minutes.
How did you manage that?
You know, they're actually pretty receptive when you explain the situation to them.
That's what you have to do, prevent the spread. I had to get rid of most of my things, clothes, record collection, books. I had a first edition Catcher in the Rye. You know what that was worth?
No.
The bugs can live dormant for 18 months. You just have to throw everything out.
Frank!
Kerensky.
You're here.
Yes, I live here.
It's funny you should mention that, because you haven't paid rent in 4 months, so I wasn't sure.
I haven't paid rent because you haven't done...
My client has withheld rent because the apartment is not habitable. New York Housing Code, Subchapter 2, Article 4, Section 27-20.
Hey, no rent, no apartment. That's my code.
But if you want something legal,
there's a court order.
You got 3 days to get out.
Or the sheriff's department will empty the place for you.
Have a nice day.
You're late.
Look, it's Lewis's pro bono.
Wait, that's my suit. My extra suit from my office.
Yeah, it's Lewis's fault. I went to the client's place. It was overrun with bed bugs, so I went back to the office.
Oh, you tracked bed bugs into my office?
No.
Oh, you walked in there naked?
No, Donna met me in the downstairs men's room. And...
Okay, Donna's fired, and you're buying me an extra suit. By the way, that's a three-piece suit. Where's the vest?
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Vest? Really?
Says the guy with the bike helmet.
Safety first.
Come on.
Ah, the house that Emmeline's built. Nice. Very nice. Colin Church, Mr. Sands and Mr. Spector. Lately arrived to our little legal dispute.
You say legal dispute, I say shakedown.
Always a fine line between the two, Nespa.
Look, we could sit here and posture about the strengths and weaknesses of our cases, but frankly, that's going to bore the hell out of me.
Seriously?
It could be much lower.
It could be much higher.
Let's pretend it's just right.
My clients' lives are being cut short, and according to accepted calculations, the current value of a life is $7.9 million. You're not even offering pennies on that.
Those happen to be EPA calculations based on a full life expectancy. Adjusted for plaintiffs whose expectancy is just a fragment of this, yields a value of $143,427. Approximately.
What your child fails to understand is that for someone with only 3 to 5 years to live, each day is worth infinitely more. But the real crux is the punitive damages, because if your client wants to sell me the idea that he didn't know about these side effects years ago, I'm not buying it, which is why we want $250 million.
What?
Clint.
No, this is outrageous. Do you know what you're doing? You're bankrupting this company and taking away years of life from real people who are walking, talking, and breathing easier because of the drug we make.
I don't represent those people. My clients...
That's tenuous claims at best. And unless one of your six is Rupert Murdoch, you're out of your mind.
Okay.
You printed that?
Well, not yet, but I will.
You realize that's libelous.
It is, maybe it isn't. But after it runs, you and I both know it won't much matter.
We're done here. I don't take to extortion. I'm not going to be bullied by an ambulance chaser, no matter how nice the suit.
It is nice, isn't it? Italian. And it fits. $250 million, Mr. Sands. I'll give you 4 days.
The play we play.
I have housing court in the morning.
It's housing court. Your grandmother could win.
Let's see just how real his client's liver problems are.
And if they are real, we suggest they're from the disease itself, or they took the wrong dose, or they took a cocktail of combined drugs. Also,
I want to see Quentin's company financials. I already asked for them once. I want you to call them and follow up. I want to know everything Church could go after.
So we've gone from settlement to scorched earth.
I didn't feel like writing a $250 million check.
It's a negotiation.
Exactly. That's why I'm arming myself for the next round.
By digging into Quentin.
I'm a Boy Scout. I like to be prepared.
So you think you look like a Boy Scout by putting dying people on the stand and tearing them apart? You're gonna look like an asshole.
For every one they claim has a side effect, we have 600 who don't. And if I need to look like an asshole to convince the jury that hundreds are more important than the one, I'm not gonna lose a minute's sleep over it.
Well, I have court in the morning.
Oh, I'm not clear. Was this a conversation with my managing partner or my client's ex-wife?
You need to settle this case, Harvey.
Which I will do if you stay out of it. As you promised.
Make it go away.
Rachel.
Go away.
I need to talk to you.
Oh, well, who's picking on you now, Mikey?
Mom and Dad are fighting. Harvey and Jessica.
What do you care?
Oh, I'm just rattled. My first trial tomorrow. Housing court.
Housing court? I could win at housing court. You'll be fine. But not if you wear that suit.
So how does this usually work?
Well, usually the trial starts and there's a judge and then, you know, people say things.
You've never done this before, have you?
Well, I never drove a car before the first time I drove one and I'm still here, all right?
Oh, this is your first time? I'm your first? Don't worry, I promise not to be gentle.
Frank, nice to see you.
One last time.
If it pleases the court...
It pleases the court to decide who speaks and when.
I'll sit down.
We're talking about $4,000 in withheld rent payments?
Yes, Your Honor, but we have receipts for repairs, lost clothing, as well as...
$4,000, yes, Your Honor. She was talking to me.
Why hasn't he paid, Counselor?
That one was for you.
Bed bugs, Your Honor.
I have receipts that show my client's financial outlay to rectify the problem far exceeds the amount.
Housing Department certified the presence of bed bugs?
Yes, Your Honor.
Statement?
Excuse me. Your Honor, this is an eviction hearing. The pertinent question is not habitability, but whether or not rent has been paid.
Actually, city code states that rent may be withheld if the warranty of habitability is breached.
In that case, we request to see the checks Mr. Ross's client has placed in escrow.
The
checks in escrow, pending the outcome of a rent abatement hearing?
That's not in the code.
It is the accepted practice.
And therefore binding in this courtroom.
Your client did put money in escrow, I assume.
I didn't have any money left. I had to pay for it.
Eviction upheld.
But, Your Honor,
Did you see me bang the gavel? That means step aside. Next case.
You never forget your first.
You know what happens to pitchers when they get shelled in rookie league, Mike? You think they make it to the bigs? Or... do they just end up on some sad American Legion team with has-beens?
I get it. I lost. I'm sorry.
Well, you're sorry. In that case...
No, I am sorry. But right now, I have some research to do for Harvey, so if you'll excuse me.
Remember when you stole that client I had you bring in? That was a good time for you, wasn't it? See, I gave you a nothing case so that when you did win, it would still do nothing for your career. But I still expected you to win. Yeah, I guess. Go back to your research. Maybe that is your niche.
Maybe it is.
This morning, Zach. Make it out of the chair. Get across the floor. And I can hold my daughter.
How many were in the study?
412 over 2 years. And we have videos of all of them. 25% were given placebos. The rest, varying doses of Amylyx. And more than half were like that one, showing significant signs of improvement.
And you're telling me there was nothing affecting the liver?
Yes. If you're just coming to question that, we'll move on.
You don't like it that Quentin went to his ex-wife, do you?
No, I don't. I don't want any garbage from the past getting in the way. I mean, what Quentin's done here is nothing short of miraculous.
I think I may have found a way to keep that miracle going. I was going through the plaintiff's medical files, and then I found this.
This is good. This is really good.
Jones versus Norco. Washburn versus Hawthorne Incorporated. Actually, seven cases that Mr. Church solicited lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. In each case, he was able to exact a settlement because the company knew that even if they won, a protracted battle would do more damage than settling.
You have evidence of that?
Plaintiff number two in our case, Eleanor Baker. She also happens to be plaintiff number seven in Jones versus Norco. He's recycling plaintiffs. It's very green of you.
Mr. Church?
Mr. Spector has his documents. I have mine showing that prior to FDA approval of his drug, Quentin Sands' company was on the verge of bankruptcy. 3 months after that drug hit the market, sales rocketed to $38 million a quarter, which is clear financial motive for falsifying clinical trials.
Now, Your Honor, does that sound like a groundless claim to you?
I told you to go over those financials.
You asked him five times. You never gave them to me.
Your Honor.
Mr. Spector, you can question his tactics all you'd like at trial, but he's right. That right there is financial motive for fraud, and this case is moving forward.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Jessica, what are you doing here?
Eating.
I was just about to get some coffee.
How about your little setback in court?
Getting blindsided by my own client holding back isn't a setback. It's an embarrassment.
What are you talking about?
Did you ever think it's time to consider that he isn't the upstanding man that you think he is?
When we were married, when I took a client Quentin knew was guilty, he never shut up about it. He went on and on about right and wrong.
Sounds annoyingly self-righteous.
It was. But it's also how I know he didn't do this. For all his faults, Quentin has never lied to me before. And he's not lying about this. So stop questioning his ethics and start winning this case.
We had a deal that you were going to stay out of it. You don't know everything I know.
Nothing.
That's not staying out of it.
No, you're right. I'm not staying out of it anymore.
I'm sorry.
You looked into his background this deeply.
The investigation reveals what it reveals. If he lied about this, he could have lied about anything.
You think I didn't know he started with Lisa before we were separated? This is old news, Harvey. I moved on a long time ago.
Jessica, it's a pattern of behavior.
Quentin came to me because he knew I thought he was a good man, and I still do. You obviously don't. I'm taking the case.
What about Lisa?
If Lisa has a problem with it, then Lisa can take it up with me.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? You and I both lost in court yesterday.
You lost? In housing court? How does one lose in housing court?
People win there without lawyers.
Well, he had a lawyer, Tanaka, and Vivian Tanaka?
Yeah, what, you know her?
If your landlord's using Vivian Tanaka, this isn't about bedbugs. Vivian Tanaka represents half the high-rises in Manhattan. This isn't a petty rent dispute. Your guy's going condo.
Well, that's great. Forcing Frank out for conversion is harassment. I can go after him for that.
No. You want to take down Vivian? You better go in there with more than just one client. You show the pattern, the settlement goes up. If they did this to him, I guarantee they've done this to others.
So I should find other people in Frank's building?
Think bigger.
Bigger how? Create
Kaminsky owns 5 buildings. They all used to be rent controlled, but now they go for $1.5 million a unit.
Nice profit margin.
I went to look for housing department complaints in the year prior to his remodel. In each one of them, tenants who couldn't buy into the conversion ended up with some complaint. Garbage, heat, air, all of them, one by one. Kaminsky drove them out.
You couldn't get their names from housing complaints?
No, he gave me some names, but I need to make this bigger than just his building.
Look, I only get 1 hour off a day for lunch and I never take it. Do you really need me for this?
See these people who are leaving the building?
Mm-hmm.
The entire building looks like them. I know I clean up okay, but...
You need me to class you up a bit.
Not class, but...
Class.
Whatever gets you through the door. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hi there. My wife and I are here to see some of the new units. Isn't that right, honey? So, what do you think, sweetheart?
It's fine, but I like the place on 52nd better.
52nd? That's awful close to your mother.
No. We're not talking about my mother.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I love being near your mother. I love your mother.
So why don't you tell us something about your little building?
Well, I think you'll find that not only are the amenities top quality, so are the tenants.
That's good to hear. Yeah, because we're not just looking at buying square footage, but really put down some roots.
That is such the right way to look at it.
Is it?
Yes, and I think you'll also find that the people who've bought here, they're like you. They're young, ambitious.
Mr. Keep touching me.
Is there a problem? Any other questions I can answer?
I'm sorry. My wife here, my beautiful wife, is just gets a little paranoid sometimes, you know. You wouldn't believe how long it took her to just go out with me in the first place. Forever. Are there any other tenants who have been here for a while? You know, they might be able to show us the ins and outs of the place, the neighborhood.
Well, the building was totally renovated 2 years ago, so most of our tenants are newer. We only reopened in January. But I think there are some of the old tenants who bought in.
You think that we might be able to speak to them?
Just to be sure.
It would really make us feel more comfortable. Ow! Spicy. So in love.
Yes.
So in love.
You came to me because you wanted someone who knows you always tell the truth. Well, you don't.
What are you talking about?
Lisa. I asked you back then if anything had started before we were separated. You said it hadn't, and I believed you.
Because I didn't want to hurt you.
You want to know what hurts me? I thought it was my ambition that caused our divorce.
I never said that.
No, but you let me believe it.
I shouldn't have started with Lisa when I did, but it happened long after you and I both know we weren't working. I'm sorry. Sorry I didn't have the courage to tell you.
What about now?
Now? They're manipulating the facts, and I'm not going to apologize just because we happened to hit it big when I was about to lose everything.
I'm going to defend you either way, because I took this case, and that's what I do. But if I'm going to stake my reputation on this, then I need to know if there are any other lies that are going to come up and sandbag me. And I need to know right now.
See, I have some catching up to do.
People are stupid when they're young. Do you want to know why?
I want to know why they're stupid all the other years of their lives. Mine today seemed sense.
You never got married.
Now we're sharing our personal lives?
Till death do us part. I actually believed it.
Did he falsify the clinical trials?
He says he wouldn't do that.
So why are we drinking?
He says he wouldn't do that because he needs the drug to work. He's dying. Quentin has ALS. We'll be right back.
Technically, I'm an independent consultant, but I've been a part of Amalynx from the beginning.
Yes, I imagine you have been.
We're just trying to establish your credentials for testifying for him.
How long have you known Quentin had ALS?
From the beginning.
And how long have you known Quentin falsified trial results to get the drug on the market? To save his own life.
What? No, he wouldn't do that.
Come on, Lisa. We're all on the same team here. We're trying to figure out how to protect the man you love.
Well, I thought you believed in him.
You slept with Quentin while he was married to me. He said it never happened and I believed him. But I have learned that he can lie. So do I believe in him now? No.
This is damage control. We're just trying to protect him because they will find out and he will get caught. And if you don't tell us the real facts, we can't mitigate the damage from his lie.
But he didn't lie. I swear, he didn't.
But you did, didn't you?
He was sick. He needed the drug and you would have done anything for FDA approval. Come on, Lisa, help us help him.
You didn't see what he was like. He was barely Quentin then, and then he got better. But I've never seen anything like it. I was the one to see it.
See what exactly?
6 months in, one person out of the 100 started showing signs of liver damage.
And that would jeopardize approval.
Yeah, and I couldn't take that chance, so I took the person out of the study.
You never told Quentin?
No, he would have waited, and we didn't have the time. He didn't have the time. And I love him. So what else could I do?
Look, there is an upside to all of this.
Upside? It's the fact that I unknowingly defrauded the FDA.
Well, the key word is unknowingly. Lisa's an outside contractor. The company may be liable for actual damages, but we can shift the blame for the fraud to Lisa.
There'd be a small payment, but you might be able to keep the drug on the market.
And throw Lisa under the bus?
She was throwing you under the bus.
She was trying to save my life. Would there be criminal charges?
Possibly. She should get her own lawyer. It's a conflict for us. Look, our goal is to protect you.
I don't know.
There is an alternative. You can join Church's lawsuit.
Jessica, we're lawyers for the company. We can't advise him to do that.
Harvey, this is his life.
That's not the point.
This is my case, my call.
Wait. What would that mean?
Sans Pharmaceuticals would go down, but you'd share in the settlement. You could open a new company, keep the drug alive under a different corporate umbrella.
I'm not pretending I'm one of them.
You are one of them.
I can't do that. It's not who I am. Now, isn't there another way?
You are one of them. And they're one of you. Mike, we got work to do. Where are you? Oh, I'm looking at you right now in conference room C.
Sorry. Can you please excuse me?
AA meeting? Here in the office?
Funny. No, it's my lawsuit.
Which suit is that?
Against Johnny Krinsky. Between Frank's building and the one Rachel and I are about to buy into. Oh, yeah, we're married. It's a long story. Look, you said think bigger, right? I tracked down 15 former tenants who were willing to testify to all manner of harassment that forced them out of their apartments.
You did this overnight?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep anyway. I kept thinking I felt bed bugs. But I get these people in front of a judge to tell their story, and there is no way that Vivian Tanaka can spin this to save Kerensky's ass. You should hear their stories. It'd break your heart. Yeah, if you had a heart.
Emotion is fine, but you better have some cold hard facts to back it up, because Vivian Tanaka is no pushover. But it's good work. Keep at it. I'm gonna go do what I gotta go do.
We need more.
How are we gonna get more? Mike?
Is this the building you were in yesterday?
No rents, no apartment. That's my code.
Yeah, before and after.
We need to go carpet shopping.
See, you found my ad.
trying to steal my thunder, Harvey?
Business school 101. You have a crisis, you acknowledge the problem. You want to be Tylenol, not Toyota.
A little late for you to acknowledge this is a crisis.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming here today. Quentin Sands placed this ad because your lawsuit made it clear that his drug had side effects that he didn't know about. We wanted to know how widespread this problem was. We had an outpouring of response. Not from people struggling like yourselves, but from people desperate to keep the drug available.
You think we're lying. You're here because you think this company has been hiding things from you. And you're right. They have. But Quentin wants to come clean. He wants to show you exactly what it is that he's been hiding.
I can't really open it. I can't hold anything. And I don't know how much longer I can keep working.
It'll get better. It will. You know it will.
I guess. I bet my life on it.
It's not fair you got ALS in the first place. And it's definitely not fair you had side effects from the drug I created and I didn't. But now that I know they exist, I want to fix them. So that people like you, and maybe even you, can have what I have right now.
But he can't. He can't if he gives you what you're asking.
We're not saying that you don't deserve compensation. Our commitment to you is this. We are offering you partial ownership in his company. A company that is trying to save lives.
Money isn't going to help you live longer. Taking the deal and letting Quentin try and fix the problem could.
Like it or not, you're all in the same boat.
Give Quentin the opportunity to keep that boat from sinking. Church didn't like it, but they didn't like church. They liked you. And me.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, your mother was never a fan.
Want to know the truth? My father wasn't much of a fan either.
Now that is a lie, and I know it.
Real truth is, they'd both take you over Lisa in a minute. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
From now on, back to no more lies.
Well, if we're going to do that, you remember that time that your Jag got sideswiped when it was parked outside the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't exactly go down that way. I was mad.
You were mad.
Well, you brought a sack lunch. We would have shared.
Amusing.
As was this, your little lawsuit.
Take your sack of presents and run, kid. You're in way over your head.
Oh, I think it'll be just fine.
Hello, Vivian.
Hello. So the rookie called in the veteran.
No, I'm just here to watch. I love spectator sports.
You enjoy watching the Yankees destroy a little league team?
David and Goliath happens to be one of my favorite stories.
Okay. I'll buy. What's in the bag?
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, do you recognize this carpet?
Make him get that out of here.
This is your own carpet, Mr. Kerensky. It's from Frank Carvello's apartment.
Come on. You feel the fibers, the texture. It's almost alive.
You brought bed bugs in here.
Oh, that's vandalism, assault.
You know, I'm happy that you put it that way because that's exactly what we're going to be charging your client with.
What are you talking about?
He didn't just fail to eradicate a bedbug infestation. He actually created one. Yeah, he pulled the carpet from one of his old buildings, carpet that was already infested, and then he reinstalled it in my client's apartment to drive him out.
That's crazy.
You might want to warn your client about perjury.
We've got sworn testimony from the installer.
And a picture of the same carpet from one of his old buildings before it was renovated. By the way, my wife and I really love what you've done with the place. So it looks like we're talking about, what, assault? Violations of rental codes, health codes, and, you know, just basic codes of human decency.
And if a jury in New York heard all that, wow, imagine the damages.
Harvey, spectate, please.
Just get that carpet out of here.
So, Vivian, how am I doing for my first time? This still counts as my first time, doesn't it? Now, let's talk about how much this is going to cost you. Yes? Just thought you'd like to know your case, the pro bono. I won.
How exciting for you. Like I said, it's just a pro bono case. It's not going to help your career.
I did also manage to sign 15 new clients who are all suing for the same harassment, and they will be paying, so you can multiply this number times 15. It's not bad for rookie league. Come on, tell me that wasn't worth missing your lunch hour for.
Makes me proud to be your wife.
Yeah, wait, what is it coming up? Is that our third or our fourth anniversary?
It's our fifth. Doesn't it mean anything to you?
Yeah. In fact, I think that we should have a date night. Celebrate.
You're funny.
Hey, I'm serious.
I can't date anyone from the office.